Hello.
Hi, I'm Rick, calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well how the current economic situation has affected you and your family. And if this be one of the adults responsible for the household, would that be you?
Yep.
Thank you. And talking about your home, is it a single family home, detached? Is it a townhome, maybe an apartment or a condominium? Or is it a manufacturer
it is
or
a
mobile
single
home?
It is a single family cement block, cement slab home.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Do you recall when it was built?
1949.
Oh, 1949. Thank you. And have any kind of outrage modification have been made to your property?
Yes.
Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
All of it. When we bought the house, we put in new double-hung windows, you know, double glass. It never had, the heating and air conditioning. It had an oil-burning stove and an air conditioner and a window when we bought it. Now it has we have a heat pump and vents and everything now, and let's see what else. Oh, well, about 11 years ago, we spent $10,000 on a new roof, and it's been all brought up to the standards of Florida, and we get the discounts for wind mitigation and all that on our insurance.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
We moved to Florida in 87. We've been in this house for 20 years exactly.
20 years. Okay. Hey, have you or any adults in your household experienced any tropical storm or maybe a category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
Yes.
We
live in
Jacksonville,
Florida. Come on now, we're on the coast. We're only 25 miles from the beach.
Which one do you recall, or maybe do you recall the year?
I don't recall the years or the names, but any storm that we've had in the last 20 years in Jacksonville, we've been here. We've never left our home or anything like that. We've never been evacuated, nothing like that.
And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, never.
Never. Okay. And let me ask you, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, a related tornado, or flooding hazards? Would you say that you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or maybe not too vulnerable at all?
Not too vulnerable at all. We do not live in a flood zone or anything like that.
Okay. And let's say if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? I will read a few options to you. Like, will you put up hurricane shutters or board at home? Will you buy supplies and equipment? Would you evacuate? Would you call your insurance company? Would you drive to the home of a relative or a friend in another area? Or you will not make any preparation? Maybe your home is already prepared.
Our home is already prepared, yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, it's hurricane season. It's June 1st. We've got 3 cases of water. We've got canned meats and other things. We've been here 20 years. We know what to do.
Right. I guess you have the experience already, definitely. And, well, considering yourself and another in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Will you say that you're very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all? We're talking about information.
Totally certain.
Excellent. Thank you. Now, I will read some options for you to give me maybe your top 3 out of these options as your top 3 sources of information. First one, internet sources other than social media or radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp. Which of those may be your top three?
Oh, gosh, that was a lot of a big list.
Oh, I can repeat it slowly.
No, you're good. I think we would probably be able to rely on radio, television. Now, when I say television, I'm a very capable and industrious person. If you have, whether you know this or not, if you have a newer flat screen LED TV, it'll run off your car battery for a long time.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Not really, actually. That's a new one.
Yeah, it will. And the reason I do is because we used to go camping a lot, and we had LED flat-screen TVs in our campers, and it had a big car battery in the camper, which would be charged regularly and stuff. If our power went out and we were watching something on TV in the house, just go out to the camper and finish watching it out there.
Interesting. And how about the internet or social media, friends or family, or maybe newspapers?
Well, if the internet is down, it's not a big deal to us. Come on, we're in our mid-70s. We were alive when you had a party line telephone. In fact, when my wife grew up, there weren't even dials on the telephones in their town. She had to pick up the telephone and say, can you dial BR459 or whatever?
Go ahead.
And I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there are new radios, just goes through the air. They're like a walkie-talkie, but it's more like almost like a satellite phone. And if you have it and your son or daughter has one, you can talk to each other up to 250 miles away.
Oh, wow. I bet not many people know about those now with internet. Everybody use, the web. That's actually very good to know.
Actually how I found out about that radio on the web.
Okay, well, let's say on a scale from 1 to 5, with a 1 being least prepared, 5 being must prepare, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Oh, I would say at least 4, but I'm personally, I would say 5.
Okay.
I mean, if we know a storm is coming, we even fill up our bathtub so you have water to flush the toilet, come on.
Okay, I will give you some options for you to tell me if maybe have any of these factors impacted ever your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm. First, a loss of income or unemployment, transportation cost, or maybe cost of food or other essentials, property taxes, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, or cost of housing. Or none of these have ever affected your hurricane preparedness?
I don't think any of them would, because we're retired, we're on Social Security, we're able to meet all of our expenses and have money left over. When you talk about insurances, our insurance has probably gone up, six times the amount we started out paying 20 years ago. We were paying about $500 a year for homeowners insurance. Now it's $2,500 a year.
$500? Wow, that's low.
Well, that was 20 years ago.
I don't think you can find any close to that.
Oh, you never would now. I'm saying that was 20 years ago.
I see. Okay.
That was in 2003.
Oh, yeah. Definitely understand.
And now it's $2,500 or more. I allow $3,000 for homeowners insurance when I make my budget.
And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I'm sorry, say again?
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. No, I already told you that. No flood zone, no evacuation zone.
And let's talk about evacuation. When do you think that you will evacuate? I'll read you some options. Let's say if a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued, when hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or just if an emergency management official ordered you to evacuate, or probably never.
Maybe if we were ordered to, but probably never. We've already had Category 3 hurricanes here, and it's not a problem for our home.
Okay. And let's say that you needed to evacuate in the worst-case scenario, right? Where will you go? Will you go maybe to a local shelter, the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, maybe to another state? Or again, you will not have leave under any circumstances?
Probably at our age, not leave under any circumstances.
Okay, understandable. Thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible for your home insurance policy?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you.
It's probably between $5,000 and $10,000, but we keep $10,000 in the bank, so that's our deductible.
Okay. Well, let's say, how confident are you that you will come up with, let's say, $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Will you be certain that you will come up with a full $2,000? Maybe you probably.
Yes.
Oh, you will. Okay. Thank you. Now, you mentioned this before, but how was your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would you say that it has decreased significantly, over 10%, decreased somewhat between 1 or 10%? Has it remained the same? Has it increased somewhat between 1 or 10%?
It's gone up, increased by about 10%.
About in the last year. How about in the past?
Yeah,
10 to 15%.
I'm saying, say it again. The last 3 years?
Yes, in the last 1 to 3 years. Do you recall?
Yeah, in the last year, 10% up.
Okay. And how about, has it remained the same, or has it also increased or decreased in the past 3 to 5 years?
It's gone up every year for the last 5 years.
Do you think it has remained between 1 or 10%, or it has been increasing as well over 10%?
Oh, no. Not always that much. Maybe 2%, 3%, up to 5 to 10.
Okay. And do you recall how it was maybe 5 or 10 years ago? Was it increasing also as much as, you know? Recently?
Yes, it was always, it never went down. It always went up something.
Okay, understood. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease the coverage? Or nothing? You continue just paying the higher rate?
Well, we did... I always look around, okay? When it's time to renew, I look for a better deal, but we don't find it.
I understand.
So we stay where we are.
Understood. Thank you. We're almost done, by the way, and I thank you so much for your time. We're almost done. I will go as fast as I can for the remaining questions. And thank you again. The next one said... If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Will you set 100%, like you want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80% to less than 100%, maybe 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60% maybe?
it would have to remain at 100%.
Okay. Now, which of the following would you consider taking up if insurance costs of homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home with the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
We're too old to move.
Understood. Thank you. Now, in recent years, there have been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel the homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or it will inapplicable?
I would never be without insurance.
Understood. Thank you. Now, let's say if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? A federal government, state government, local government, or maybe you think a government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, I don't know. With as much taxes as we have paid into the United States government, you realize that the only money they have is what they take out of your pocket and my pocket. You know that, yes?
In the end, it's your money, right?
And so I don't know that I want them to take any more money out of my pocket to help somebody in another state. But, you know, it's what they do. So how can you can't change it.
I understand. Okay, well, thank you. Now, on a scale for 1 to 5, and this time 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
1 5.
Would be that you have no. Oh, 5, very high confidence. Okay. How about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What are you asking me to do?
Oh, yes. Once again, on a scale from 1 to 5, 5 is the highest. How much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? 1 will be that you have no confidence. 3,
maybe 2. Maybe 2,
okay.
There.
And the next one, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Oh, I think 5.
Okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account flood risk?
Oh, well, it's Florida. We live in a swamp. What do you want? Maybe 2 or 3?
They have to, definitely, right? I understand. Now, this is the last one, said, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should to mitigate loss?
Oh, maybe a 2 on that. I think that there were too many people in the last 10 years who cried and cried and cried and made their insurance companies buy them new roofs and all that stuff. I had that happening around me with some of my neighbors, and I didn't get a new roof from anybody for free. I paid for my roof.
Understood. Okay, thank you. Well, next, I would like to ask a few questions about sea level rise, and this is the last section as well. Again, thank you very much for your time. We're almost done. Now, do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think that your property or finances can be affected by this?
I really don't have a thought about it at all. I know we're 25 feet above sea level when I'm sitting on my front porch, and I feel secure.
Okay, thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, so 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area, in your specific area?
Not at all where I live, but if you talk about the coastal areas of Jacksonville, to be honest with you, millionaires build their homes on the beach because they like it on the beach. Okay, then when their house gets washed away by a hurricane, c'est la vie. It's not my problem. Why did you build there in the first place? I'm a Christian, sir, and I know a little song that I learned when I was about 5 years old. The foolish man builds his house upon the sand.
Oh, my God. Wow. Not very stable.
Well, well.
And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? I will give you a few options. Would you say maybe that the neighborhood or schools, crime, maybe it was the price or walkability, taxes?
Definitely the price. Definitely the price. You could stop right there.
How about taxes and fees or insurance rate, float zone, or proximity maybe to family or to your job?
Well, it was a proximity to my job because I was only a half a mile away from where I worked at the time. But now I've been retired for 13 years, so that doesn't come into play. But it was the price because we didn't have a lot of money at the time, and we were able to purchase this house for $65,000. Not that we were able to pay that down or anything like that, but we had a down payment, and we were allowed, you know, able to borrow from the bank, and we've always had very good credit ratings, so, you know, we were never had a problem.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a moment. Okay. And how long do you plan on living on your current address? Well, I know you've been there for a long time, but the options you said that less than a year, between 1 to less than a year, 3 to less than a year.
Well, you probably don't get this answer very often, but I'm going to be honest with you. I plan on living here until I die.
Understood. Thank you. And well, finally, this is just the last one. I just have just a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Can you tell me your age?
Yes. I already told you we're in our mid-70s.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I just had my 75th birthday on Monday.
Oh, really? Well, happy birthday. That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
I hope you have a nice birthday. And
yes,
how many
yes.
people live in your household?
2.
Okay. Are any under 12 years old?
No.
Okay. And how about 65 or older?
I'm sorry, say again.
And how many 65 or older?
2.
It's the same.
I'm 75.
Okay.
I'm 75, and my wife will turn 77.
Oh, so you're married. Okay.
Well, yeah, 50 years.
Wow, congratulations. Okay, and next
Thank
one
you.
Said, what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Both of us, some college.
Okay, thank you. Are you by any chance Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White,
like
European,
white.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, white, European. We're both German heritage, yeah.
Okay. What language is most spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, understood. Okay, and can you tell me which is the income range for your household?
No.
Okay. And that's basically the last one. Thank you so much. Okay, we're done. I thank you so much for your time, and thank you very much for, you know, your answers. It's been very interesting.
You're very welcome, and it's been a pleasure talking with you.
The same to you, sir. I hope you have a nice day, and say hi to your wife.
And you as well. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.